Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hi there, I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development. And I'm joined today by Umar Traore, who is the Director of Talent and Learning Development at Highview and Programs Chair at Palm Beach County Sherm, a chapter of which I recently spoke at. Umar, for 19 years now, New Leaf Training Development have focused on our core purpose of helping people and organisations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organisations be their best? But please do start by telling us a little bit more about what you do and who you serve.
Well, first of all, thank you so much, Mark, for the invitation to be here today. I'm truly honored and privileged to be here and sharing this segment with you. So a little bit about myself. My name is Umar Traore, as Mark just mentioned. So I currently work at a company called Highview. I've been there for a little bit now, really done everything in HR, but for the last decade or so, have been really focused on all things talent management, leadership development, and coaching. So a little bit about Highview. So Highview is a company based out of Salt Lake City, Utah. So what they do is they help organizations hire better and faster, right? So we combine video interviewing, restructuring assessments, and AI-driven insights so companies can not only find, engage, but also hire the right people fairly and efficiently. So, you know, the company serves organizations across industries, you know, going from healthcare and retail to finance, tech, and the public sector. So, and we support millions of candidates worldwide each year. So that's a little bit of a Highview. And myself.
Awesome. And then regarding your best practice, your wisdom when it comes to those three areas of better managing himself, leading others, and growing business acumen. What are your thoughts?
That is such a great question. So my two cents are, so when it comes to helping people and organization thrive, so I typically think in terms of three buckets, right? So bucket number one is, you know, really helping people manage ourselves or themselves, if you will, right? And the second bucket is really learning how to lead others. And the third is learning how to grow or manage a business, right? So what I mean by, you know, managing ourselves, you know, it's all things going from, you know, increasing our self-awareness, you know, learning to set clear priorities, and also really committing to continuous growth, right? This whole process of, you know, asking for feedback, acting in feedback, refining and growing ourselves. Right. And I tend oftentimes to tell my leaders that, you know, the best leaders I've seen are the ones who are very effective at leading themselves first. Now, the next one, as you learn to lead yourself, typically in my mind, you know, the second one is learning to lead others. Now, leading others, for the most part, really, it goes about building trust. Right. It's about, and one of the things that we always talk about, you know, as a leader, it's not about, as a, you know, individual contributor, it's about how fast and how efficient and effectively can I get things done. But really, as a leader, it's about how efficiently and effectively can I get things done through people. Now, when it comes to getting things done through people, it's about learning to build trust, right? You got to be able to connect first, you know, be able to providing clarity, directing work. And lastly, that's so important, learning to coach, right? Versus just directing. And coaching these days has become such a cornerstone fundamental concept when it comes to leadership, that, you know, which really reminds me of this project that Google did not long ago called Project Oxygen, where they were able to identify the top 10 key characteristics of an effective manager. And the number one key characteristic of that is great managers are great coaches, right? So we say that coaching is really fundamental to leading our ability to lead people these days. Now, the third in that category, if you remember, is about learning to grow business, right? You know, developing our business acumen, which in my mind goes around things like understanding how organization creates value, right? Yes, I'm an HR person, but I need to understand how to create value and also help my leaders how to how understanding that very same concept. So learning how organization creates values, thinking beyond our own functions, right? And really also using data to make better decisions, because day in and day out in the life of a business, it's about making decisions. Now, as we wrap this up, right? So when individuals develop in these three areas, organizations thrive. And at higher view, and with what I focus on for the most part, it's really doing everything we can to help our leaders and our people do just that by creating an environment for that.
Beautiful. Wow, I think we're definitely speaking the same language here when it comes to leadership and when it comes to managing ourselves and growing business acumen. So thank you so much for sharing. On behalf of everyone who watches these back, honestly, those insights are so incredibly helpful. I really appreciate your time. And just before we sign off, just a reminder to our subscribers to always keep an eye on our events page at the website for professional development opportunities we offer on a regular basis. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.